This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Theresa May, the new-ish Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, is facing her first big economic and foreign policy decision, unless and until Brexit happens, of course. But that's a whole nother story. May is set to decide whether to give the go-ahead to a hugely controversial multi-billion-dollar plan approved by her predecessor to let China build and run a nuclear power plant on British soil. It would be a first. No other developed Western economy has given Beijing access to its energy infrastructure like that. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has the story from Southeast England.
Bradwell-on-Sea is a small, peaceful village that's used to a fight. In Roman times, a Saxon fort stood on this shore. In World War II, Spitfires flew sorties from a nearby airfield. Today, some of the villagers are preparing to repel the latest invader, the Chinese, who want to build and run a nuclear power station here.
Not happy with the Chinese running it.
Why not?
They are globally dominating by stealth.
I am not unhappy about a power station coming. We had one for many years. What I'm not happy about is the fact that it's going to have Chinese involvement.
Anxiety about the Chinese plan to build a new nuclear power station here has rippled out across the Blackwater estuary. On the other side of the river, where he can see the old power station from his bedroom window, a retired professor of international relations, Barry Jones, is worried about security.
Should strategic relationships between the West and China deteriorate in the future, a nuclear power station of this type could be deployed in a way that would be damaging to our material and strategic interests.
They could switch it off.
Switching it off would be the least serious, in a sense.
There are, he says, far more alarming possibilities if China becomes an enemy.
You can turn a nuclear power station into a dirty bomb very, very easily. You explode the installation in a more conventional way, but then it distributes nuclear waste on a wide scale.
Supporters of the project take a much less apocalyptic view of future Anglo-Chinese relations, and they point to economic benefits. China would be allowed into Bradwell if it put some $8 billion into another nuclear project in England. Claire Jacobson of the EEF Manufacturers Organization says that could prove a bonanza for Britain.
In terms of construction, that's some 25,000 jobs. And in terms of long-term skilled nuclear workers, that's some 900 jobs. So, you know, you're talking a fairly big impact.
And, of course, there's Brexit. As it starts to disengage from the European Union, can Britain afford to rebuff a powerful trading partner like China? Jacobson says Prime Minister Theresa May should endorse the deal.
I think it would be one of the early clear decisions. I think it sends a signal that Britain is open for business.
406. Some China watchers also dismiss the security concerns. Ben Chu is economics editor of the UK newspaper The Independent. He says it would be incredibly self-defeating if China misbehaved in any way at all at Bradwell.
Why would it do that? It would ruin its own investment in the UK and also ruin its potential to sell nuclear power to other countries, which it hopes to do. It hopes to be a big exporter of this technology.
But critics of the deal say it will infuriate Britain's closest ally, the United States. Dr. Paul Dorfman, a nuclear scientist with the Energy Institute, says Theresa May must ask herself a simple question.
Do we actually wish to let the Chinese military into key UK strategic nuclear energy infrastructure?
And that is effectively what this country would be doing if they allowed them to build a reactor at Bradwell.
Absolutely.
Prime Minister May faces a tough decision. Strike a deal with the Chinese, show that the UK is open for business and upset the US, or antagonise China and risk deterring foreign investment. Whatever she decides, there will be howls of protest. At Bradwell-on-Sea, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.